Hello everyone, my name is Angel Molina. I'm 20 years old and today is April 22nd, 2019. And today the interview is being placed at the GCC library in the group study room. Today I have my dear friend and classmate Sonia with me, and I'm going to be interviewing her for our StoryCorps project. And the first question that I'm going to ask her is, who are you?
So my name is Sonia Stephanie Escaldesi. I like to go by Stephanie.
Why do you go by Stephanie?
Just because when I think of the name Sonia, it reminds me of my mom, and I don't know, I just want to be my own person. So that's why I like my middle name more instead of like my first name. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
You don't hate your mom though, right?
No, I don't. Shout out to my mom.
So who was your biggest influence on your life? What lessons did he teach you?
The biggest influencer in my life would have to be my mom. And the reason being is because I admire my mom for how strong she is. Like, my mom has had a really hard life, and no matter what life throws at her, she always has taught us to always keep pushing forward and don't give up. You know, everything's possible with the faith of God.
That's good. Every Mexican mom is strong,
honestly. Pretty much, uh-huh. Honestly.
So, second question. How has your life been different than you've imagined?
Well, when I think about where I when I was younger, like, where I saw myself at this age, I saw myself being a millionaire, having my own business, having houses all around the world, traveling constantly, being married, having kids. But now when I think about it, it's like, no, relax, you're not there yet, you know, you just got to take it at your own pace. And like, yeah, it's like, dude, when I was younger, to be thinking that I was going to be married at 22, it's like,
I know,
that's scary. Uh-huh. You're still a kid, and no, that's a big commitment.
You're young, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so how would you like to be remembered?
The way I would like to be remembered is, I think we live in the world of a lot of fake people, and yes, people forget to be like authentic in a way, you know? The way I would like to be remembered is because I don't try to fit in. Like, I never been the type of person where I try to fit in. Like, I just try to be myself, and like, I always had the mentality, if people are gonna like me, they're gonna like me for who I am, you know? Yeah.
That's my motto now.
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Just be the most authentic version of yourself.
Yeah. So, the first question, what is your first memory of me?
My first memory of you? I thought you were mean and stuck up, honestly.
Oh.
Because I remember when we first got into class, I was sitting like 2 seats away from you, but then I was like, oh, I'm going to approach him. I'm just going to see what he's about. So I went to go sit with you and I said hi, and you just gave me like a snotty look, and I was like, oh, I regret this. But then over time, like, that started to change. I really like you now.
It was the first day of class. Yeah, I was tired, girl. Yeah. 0 hours of sleep.
Exactly.
So the fifth question, what makes us such good friends?
I think what makes me and you such good friends is that we strive to do better, and we push each other to do better, you know? Like, if one of us is having a hard time, we balance each other out, you know? We don't let ourselves fall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, when and where were you born?
I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, May 22nd, 1996. Right there by the hospital you live,
the Maryville Hospital? Yeah. I was born there too?
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's crazy how they're like shutting that hospital down now.
And then they're making it into,
into like a crazy people hospital.
Oh, and do I live in that neighborhood?
Dude, lock your doors.
So, what were, or how are your parents like?
My mom, you know, she's strict but loving, you know. She's strict in a good way, you know. Like, my mom is strict and hard on us because she wants to see us do good, you know. So, like, when she's strict on us, it's because she knows we can do better, and she just wants to see us go down a good path. And unfortunately, I don't know my real dad, but I do have the pleasure of having an amazing stepdad who I see as my dad. And, like, I just admire him, like, I don't know, for taking the responsibility of taking that role to be my dad and guiding me into life, I guess you can say, and, like, what a man should treat a woman like.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a man right there. So what was your best memory in your childhood?
My best memory in my childhood would have to be when my mom bought me my bike.
Oh, really? What color?
It was one of the Bratz ones. When Bratz was a really big thing, like, I remember asking for that bike for the longest time, thinking I was never going to get it. And then on my birthday, she surprised me. And I remember we just spent the whole day learning how to, like, learn how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty, like, amazing.
Bikes are such a wonderful thing for children.
Yeah, honestly. I want to see more kids playing outside instead of being on their tablets or their phones.
Yes, my brothers are on their tablets.
Yeah, like, it's annoying.
I'd rather have them doing some stupid shit outside than on their phone.
Exactly.
Okay, so what was the worst, if you have any?
Losing my sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. What lessons have you learned from your relationships?
Currently, I'm single, but from my previous relationship, what I learned is communication is key. You know, like, I feel like if there's no communication there, then there's gonna be a lack of a good relationship.
Yeah. That's good. So the 10th question, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Always strive to do better. Don't settle for less, you know. Always try to push yourself, you know. When you think something's hard for you, you know, you just gotta make it a goal to know that you can accomplish it, you know.
So what have you learned in life?
What I have learned in life is to be the most authentic version of yourself, you know. Don't try to put yourself in a category, you know, because it just limits yourself to who you are, you know. Always spread love to other people, because you don't know what other people are going through, you know. You can be that one person that can be saving them, you know. Just always spread love to other people. Do good for other people, do good for the world, be good to yourself. Yeah.
All right, that's good. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
No?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sonia, and thank you, everyone that is listening to us.
Peace out.
Bye.